Time now for our Tech Talk segment on WATD. Every week at this time, we check in with David Snell from AxSmart IT in Pembroke. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Al.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, we got Al in studio this morning. Al Chisholm is our guest co-host from Al's Backwoods Berry Company. Well, David, I was just telling Al during the news today, there's a new phishing attack, and it's sneakier than usual. And Al was certainly interested because, again, these people are always trying to get us.
Yeah, they're certainly working harder and harder to get us now. And with this new attack, the new phishing attack, more and more of us are moving to Office 365 and not purchasing the one-time license that we used to buy. So Office 365 users are becoming a ripe target for these hackers or malcreants that are trying to make money off of us, and that's exactly what's happening here. They're attacking Office 365 users, trying to get them to enter their authentication, their email address and their password into a special link in the emails.
All right.
Now, you and I both know, and I'm sure Al knows, that you don't click on links and emails unless you know exactly what it's about, but that's not what's happening here. People are clicking on the links because they look like they're legitimate, and they always have some type of file share attachment. This happens to have bogus names like staff reports, bonuses, price books, and so on, that people are just sometimes thinking they may be expecting that, or we're curious, so we want to see what it is.
Yeah, stay away.
Yeah. Okay.
Curiosity killed the cat, if you remember.
Right.
Yeah, all right. So it shows up in your email, your work email, or I would imagine, yeah, work email, right, if you're using Office 365?
Yeah, well, also home users are using that now as well. They're buying the same product that we do, just so they don't have to purchase Microsoft Office one-time license codes.
Okay, so it shows up, and again, it looks like something that you think could be real, right?
Exactly. And it also looks like the URLs that they use look very close to real or appropriate, but in most cases, they are not. You may notice something at the end of the domain name, com.com, rather than Microsoft.com. It would be Microsoft.com.com. And that's how they're getting people to think mistakenly that it's from a legitimate source.
Wow. Okay. All right. So again, the main thing that we talk about before, and this goes back to the very beginning of this segment, don't click on links in emails. Don't click on to open any attachments, that kind of thing that you just don't know about. So that could still save you or
no, that will save you. Don't click on links. And if someone has sent you something, say it's a friend or an associate that you weren't expecting, I would say call that friend or associate and say, did you just send me an email with this attachment before you even touch it? It may be legitimate, but let's not take the chance, because once you've entered into that realm and they've gotten your authentication for your Office 365 account, they can wreak havoc with your life.
Oh, boy. Okay. So this has happened, obviously. So people do get, and then they get control of all your office and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, well, what happens, as you know, when you have other accounts, whenever they have to verify your authenticity or do a password change, they send you an email. So if these jokers have access to your email and you don't know it, then they're getting those password changes and authorizing them, and then they have control of whatever accounts they just signed into, which could be your bank account, could be your Amazon account, whatever it might be.
And then your life's upside down.
Exactly right.
Oh, yikes. All right, so well, watch out.
Yeah, last year, this phishing cost us $4.2
billion. $4.2
billion,
yes.
$4.2 billion in America, coming out of Americans' pockets based on phishing attacks such as this. So
it's crazy.
The one thing that'll save you with Office 365,
yeah,
it comes ready for you to turn on two-factor authentication, and people don't do it because they don't want the inconvenience of having to add a second factor into logging into something. But in this case, and in every case, I suggest that you do turn on two-factor authentication to protect you and all of your stuff that's out there on the Internet.
Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah, I feel like there was something that came in recently. I was trying to look it up. What was it? It says HTML. Click on this was... And it came, and it was weird. It had like an ATD logo or something in the signature. And it says, yep. You received a message in your 95.9 WATD voicemail box, which, I mean, I have a real old-fashioned phone here. And it says, open the attached file to listen to the voicemail message.
Yeah.
So what the heck is this thing from? And it was from like Net2 phone, no reply at Winfield Developers or
yep.
something. I never even heard of
that. When you think of that, though, that Winfield Developers is the company whose email has been hacked, and they're using that email to send out additional emails to try to get into other people's accounts.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because WinfieldDevelopers.com, I have nothing against them. You're right. That's probably a legitimate, you know, domain name. And now it's been used to just send this thing out to various emails. And unfortunately, I got one. I think that came, I guess, last week, and I remember I deleted it. But just as you started mentioning that, I said, oh, boy, you know, there's again that whole attachment thing or a link.
And by the time they get to fix it, it's hundreds of thousands of people have already been burnt.
And it continues to propagate from there because they get their authentication, so they send more emails from that email account, and so on and so on. So it just goes on forever.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, again, take, serious care when you go through your emails and what comes into your inbox. Make sure you don't want to expose yourself or your business to any of these latest attacks. Because, again, as we've talked about, David, you're right. They're going to keep changing the tactics. They're going to make it harder. Try to make it seem more and more legitimate to try to get you to click.
Exactly right. And all you have to do in this case is turn on two-factor authentication. Once that second factor is, say, it's attached to your phone's almost always with you, and a hacker is not going to have that phone to actually authenticate and get into your account.
Yeah.
So turn it on.
Yeah. I know it seems like a pain, but it'll save you in the long run.
Take those couple minutes and do it.
Put in your little authentication code. All right, David Snell's got all the latest about this new phishing attack and information that you need to know when it comes to protecting yourself in Office 365 and elsewhere, as always, with all his blogs. David, people can go online, right?
Absolutely. Go to my website, actsmartit.com, and click on my blog link and find all the safety information for you there.
actsmartit.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too, David.